everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you so much for joining me today for another opportunity to have an in-depth conversation about topics that are really important and I think vital for one's life and well-being. This show is all about empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And as always, I just have such inspiring guests, and I'm excited about the conversation we're going to have today. But before I go there, I have a few announcements. So first of all, I have a brand new website, which is drcherylselman.com. It's been a long time coming, and I invite everyone to go there and opt in. If you have already opted into What Women Must Know, it'll direct you over to Dr. Cheryl Selman. And for those of you who do not know how to spell my name, I'm going to spell it out for you right now. It's D-R-D-R for Dr. Cheryl, S-H-E-R-R-I-L-L-S-E-L-L-M-A-N. And if you go to Dr. Cheryl Selman and opt in, then all of these radio shows will get sent to you in your inbox, and there are other, you know, information blogs I'll be sending out as well. The Facebook page to go to is the same, What Women Must Know. So if you want to like me over there, and I encourage you and invite you to do that, like me over at What Women Must Know. And these shows also get sent there along with other posts that I send out on a daily basis. So great education and opportunities just to keep informed with the truthful information that is empowering you. So What Women Must Know is my Facebook. Like me at Facebook and go over to drcherylselman.com to opt into my website and all the good things happening over there. So, okay, now I just want to tell you something else that's going on. I have opened up my web store, my online store, to a really big sale. And the opportunity to take advantage. So all the products on my online store, which you'll find at drcherylselman.com, are 25% off. So that's a really great opportunity to stock up on some really unique and I think really effective products. And these are products that I personally use, and I am very discriminating in what I have for myself and for my patients. So they're really unique professional formulas, and I think you'll really see some wonderful results. So that's 25% off until December 20th. And all of my consultations are 50% off. So if you want a personal consultation, either a 30-minute consultation or a 60-minute consultation, you can go to Dr. Cheryl Selman, and they are 50% off. And I just think this is a great way to support everybody in getting healthy for this time of the year. And I have a wonderful program called a Nutrigenomics program. So this is a program where I do my very comprehensive nutrigenomic tests, looking at your gene expressions and optimizing your nutritional program based on the genes that you've inherited. So it's a profound program that allows you to really hit the bullseye when it comes to the nutrition that's going to support your optimal health based on your unique genomic profile. And that is 50% off. So good deals. Take advantage of all these opportunities. The next thing on the agenda, I want to remind everyone that I have a program in February, from February 10th to 17th. I'm taking a group over to Costa Rica to have a week at the Rhythmia Life Advancement Center in Costa Rica. This is the third year I have been taking a group of people for a week of total transformation, healing, connecting with your soul, releasing the past, opening to a greater spiritual connection with who you are. It's a unique program. If you want to learn more about it, please email me at drselman@whatwomenmustknow. That's drselman@whatwomenmustknow, and we'll fill you in. But that program is almost filled, so I just wanted to put that out there. If you are ready for a big Quantum Leap in Your Life, February 10th to 17th in Costa Rica. And my last announcement, I know lots of announcements on this show, my last announcement is a really exciting announcement because I am launching a brand new show starting this week and every Thursday at 6 p.m. And it's called The Love Show and The Love Code. And it's a really exciting program. My guest today will help you understand what the show is all about, why I have decided to take on another program on PRN that is truly life-changing, life-transforming. So I'm so excited about The Love Code, where we're going to be merging the field of quantum science with ancient wisdom to bring about profound changes for you. So it's not just an educational program. It's a program that also will have huge personal benefits for everyone listening. And so that launches today, December 13th. And hope you'll tune in. And if you go to drcherylfelman.com or my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, you will get those shows sent to you, so you won't miss any of these exciting programs. So having said all of that, thanks for hanging in there with me. I want to introduce our show for today because we're going to be talking about how you can create healing miracles in your life. Not just as a possibility, but as a reality, which is such an exciting topic. So everyone has a power to create healings, miracle healings in their life. And to help us understand what that means and how to do that, I would like to introduce you to my guest today, Francisco Quintero. And I'm going to just tell you a little bit about Francisco. Francisco Quintero is a certified master teacher of the Tao Academy who has developed training programs in several continents around the world based on the wisdom and teachings of Master Shi Gong Sha. As the leading teacher of the Tao Academy, he shares his great expertise and knowledge and has assisted in training over 6,000 Tao Hand practitioners, soul teachers, and soul communicators. Master Francisco has been featured on German television and BBC radio, as well as in numerous European publications. As the author of Divine Joy, How to Experience Joy in Daily Life, Master Francisco teaches others how to overcome life's challenges to create a joyful life by using simple yet powerful practices based on ancient wisdom. As a first-generation American of parents who emigrated from Mexico to the United States, Master Francisco followed his parents' dream of attaining a good education. He holds a bachelor's degree in physics from the University of California, Santa Cruz, and began his career teaching math and training math teachers at middle school. A diagnosis of high blood pressure changed his life. Based on his family's cultural beliefs and natural medicine and herbs, he began to explore alternative medicine. He began his spiritual journey and has traveled with Master Sha to more than 30 cities across 5 continents to teach ancient wisdom and very effective methods to enhance every aspect of his life. Master Francisco continues to travel worldwide to teach and train practitioners and teachers to help people all over the world to live flourishing, happy, and healthy lives. So it's my great pleasure to welcome Francisco Quintero to the show today. Hello, Francisco.
Hello, Dr. Cheryl. I'm very honored to be here with you. Thank you for everything. It's a great honor, and I'm also very happy that we met in person recently.
Yes, you know, so let me just give the background for people. For people who've been listening to my show, about 3 weeks ago, I interviewed Master Sha on my show, and I actually never heard of Master Sha before, but I had an opportunity to interview him, and he was talking about a special program, Facebook program, called Love Meditations, which you can still do, I think, for until December 20th, Francisco. Love Meditations
It's still going on. Yeah, we still have it going on, so people can still participate in that.
So that's a Facebook Live on Facebook page of Dr. and Master Sha, S-H-A, Dr. and Master Sha, which is a wonderful healing experience. And after that show, I received a very unexpected phone call from Master Sha, who invited me to attend his retreat the next week happening in Toronto. So it was very unexpected, but I love those unexpected invitations, and I just said absolutely. So I changed everything to fly to Toronto and to attend the retreat, which extended into 2 weeks of an extended retreat, which was absolutely so profound and so healing. And I was just overwhelmed and so grateful to the opportunity to experience what Master Shah and what you, Francisco, and so many of the dedicated people who are on this mission of healing. So let me just stop there, because I have more I want to say, Francisco, about what's happening to some of the people who I introduced to the program, who are long-distance friends of mine, who will be on the Love Code that is happening, the first launch of the Love Code. I invite them to be on, but I'm just going to hold off on that for the moment. But this is such an exciting show, because this is about knowing that we can create miracles in our life. This is not just wishful thinking. We can create and have access to a power to bring miracles into our lives. So that's what this show is all about. And before we actually talk about that and share what's possible, let's talk a little bit about you, Francisco, because you've had such an interesting journey, and you have just blossomed into such a powerful spiritual teacher, yet you have such gentleness and humility. So I want to acknowledge you for that. So let's talk about your journey. How did all this begin?
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Cheryl. You know, I'm originally from California, and I was teaching mathematics, actually. So I was a math teacher to middle school students. And my very first year of teaching, I had to go for a medical exam as part of, teaching in California in the public school system. But I ended up having very high blood pressure. I was about 26, 27 at that time. And my blood pressure reading was 190. The bottom number was okay. Yeah, it was very, very high, and I could physically feel it in my body, like the pressure. And the doctors told me that, this is they were going to watch me for a few months to see if this was just like a one-time thing, or if it was something that was consistent in my body. And at the same time, I was watching my mom suffer from high blood pressure. And the doctors could not control her blood pressure, so they kept increasing the medication, and I saw her dealing with all the side effects. So amidst all of that, in my heart, I was like, I don't want to go this path. I'm still young. Maybe I could reverse this. So I started to read every book out there about alternative healing, about spirituality. And I started to just look for a key that would help me to heal from the high blood pressure. And then one day I was at a coffee shop and I saw a flyer. It said Patricia Smith, Qigong for Healing. And Patricia Smith at that time was an assistant teacher of Master Shah. So I go to this Qigong class and we start to do, it was actually a Qigong, it was a woman's actually Qigong class, but she allowed me to stay and to learn from them. And we started to learn, and the Qigong was really good for me to relax, but it didn't heal my high blood pressure. So until she started to show me how to use Master Shah's techniques of the four power techniques that he shares in soul, mind, body medicine. As I was learning this, I'm not spiritual at that time. I never really did anything with, ancient secrets. So all of a sudden, but it felt good. So I started to chant these mantras, these special sounds, move my hands in special positions. So I applied the techniques in the Soul Mind Body Medicine book. Very disciplined. I was very disciplined. And a year later, I was able to heal my high blood pressure. So when that happened, I knew that what Dr. and Master Jigong Sha was offering was something real. Maybe I didn't understand it, but it was working for me. So I wanted to learn more from him. And that's how my journey began with him.
Wow. So it permanently healed your high blood pressure?
Yes. Even today, I recently, I'm here now in Canada. I recently had to go for a checkup. And blood pressure is all normal. This really has been profound, you know, but with my blood pressure, it totally reversed it. So, you know, it's something that I'm very grateful for.
Because it was a family, it was a predisposition, right? And of your family genetics.
Yeah, it definitely runs in my family. My mom has it. I have other, you know, family members with it. So it was something definitely, the information, the genetics, it's in there. So using these techniques has helped me to, you know, to try to stay healthy for as long as I can.
So you found out about Dr. Master Sha, and maybe this is a good place just to introduce who Dr. Master Sha is to our audience.
Yes. You know, so when I met him, you know, I didn't have a spiritual background. I was a middle school mathematics teacher, graduated with a degree in physics. So here I am teaching mathematics, but I get sick, start to learn, you know, about spirituality. And when I met him at a bookstore. And the first thing that I actually felt was actually love. There was something that was just radiating from this man, and he was so happy, so joyful, and the way that he led the, you know, inspired the crowd to learn self-healing, I immediately was drawn in and felt there was something special about him. I couldn't like pinpoint what it was. It was just a feeling in my heart that this is a very unique being that I have met. So then I right away, like a little bit similar like you, but but right away I go to his workshop, like right then and there. So I go to the workshop and he's teaching these very ancient spiritual techniques where he applies different mantras. Mantras are special sounds that vibrate the body. He's teaching about the energy centers of the body, and he was giving and delivering soul wisdom. You know, I've never heard of soul wisdom before. Like, what is the soul? How can you apply the soul for healing? So he had all this wisdom to share, and we started to apply them. So, you know, he teaches very simple techniques on how we can heal the soul, how we can heal our physical bodies through these very simple practices. And my soul right away, I felt like I was at home, and what he had was very, very unique. The thing that made for me meeting Dr. and Master Jigong very special is that he always calls himself a servant for humanity, is that he dedicates every moment of his life to bring greater happiness, greater health to others. And that inspired me to want to learn from him and to, you know, how can I, you know, bring this wisdom to others and to make them happier and healthier. So that's what brought me in and discovered, like, who Master Sha is and who's this man. Because I don't come from the background where, you know, where I had a spiritual teacher and where I was devoted in my spiritual journey. It was all new for me, but because of what he brought was simple, practical, and what I experienced as love, I then wanted to know more about who this person was. So that was my journey in meeting him, and that took place at the Land of Medicine Buddha in SoCal, California. And luckily for me, I was very blessed. I only lived about 20 minutes from there at that time. So I got to learn directly from Master Sha for all those years that he was spending there. It was a very beautiful, beautiful time of my life.
And obviously changed the course of your life. It was a destiny moment.
That was a destiny moment for me. And if I may, what happened was I studied for him for a few years in California. And, you know, one day he asked, who would like to be, he calls it a soul healer. My hand just stood up, and I have no idea what was happening in that moment, but I was inspired to take his educational programs. And what happened is in 2008, he created one of his first local centers in Boulder, Colorado. And he asked me, I got a phone call one day, and he said, would you like to move to Boulder, Colorado to help set up and establish the temple there? And I said, yes. So I packed my bags and I moved to Boulder, Colorado to help create one of his very first centers where he was bringing this wisdom to the community. And then a few months later in 2009, he asked me to move to Germany. And another destiny moment, I said yes, packed my bags, and I was on my way to Germany, where I spent about seven years of my life traveling throughout Europe, bringing his wisdom, training students to empower them to heal themselves, and also to empower his students how they could use his techniques to then return back to their community. I've had the great honor to travel with Master Shah around the world to many, many countries throughout India, Taiwan, China, the Canada, United States, throughout Europe, Australia. And one thing that I can say is everywhere he goes, a miracle happens. And miracles have become part of my daily life, that when someone says, do you believe in miracles? My answer is always yes, because I've seen them happen over. It's part of my daily life now that, yes, it's possible. I have seen people heal from cancer. I have seen people move their shoulder when it was frozen. I have seen people in wheelchairs walk. And it's ingrained in me, Master Shah's message, you have the power to heal yourself. So he is really bringing such a beautiful message to the world. And I'm happy that you're now part of it, Dr. Cheryl.
Yes, I feel very connected. You know, I think, I just want everyone to know that there are people in this world who have a destiny to help uplift humanity. And Master Shah has spent many, 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 God knows how many decades. I mean, he has, I just watched a documentary, the Soul Healer documentary, where it explains a little bit about Master Shah's earlier experience with his master in China and how he learned to do, to really access profound healing, to experience higher levels of consciousness that allowed him to transmit healing energies, not only in person, but remotely. And he's had a really unique background. And when people come to the Love Code, which will be Thursdays at 6 p.m., Master Shah will be on as my guest on this new launch of the Love Code, and he'll explain more about his background. But I was so impressed because from the age of five, I guess, he was studying with Tai Chi masters and then other martial arts masters, and then went on to become a medical doctor, and then went on to become a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and become a unique acupuncturist, so much so that I understand, Francisco, they wanted to open up a school in Vancouver for him because he had such a unique ability to heal in a profound way with Chinese medicine, and then went on and really went beyond that and has able to, with his level of spiritual connection, heal people remotely. You don't have to be in his presence to get the healing. So he's a unique and exceptional human being who has come with a great mission onto the planet at this time of change and transformation. And the more, you know, as I said, that when I interviewed Master Shah, 3 weeks ago, I really didn't know who he was at all. And since that time, I just feel so honored and blessed to be connected with this profound spiritual teacher who is creating miracles for people. So let me share what that means, because when I went to Toronto and I was learning and experiencing just the quality of healing that happens from Master Shah, I asked him to help two friends. So I have two friends. One of them has been in a lot of financial strife most of her life. You know, it's when you do everything you think you can do and you go nowhere. Doors don't open, you're in more debt, and the stress that that creates. So she asked if there was a possibility that Master Shah could help her clear, you know, what Master Shah calls your financial karma. So he was willing to do that, and he spent some time and did some healing with her, gave her some strategies to do, which she has been faithfully doing since then. That's like 3 weeks ago, right? So I hear from her every day, Francisco. She tells me every day she's been following religiously the practices that she was told to do. And every day, Francisco, she tells me all these opportunities that are opening up, money that is flowing into her, offers that are being given to her, possibilities to, you know, doors that she couldn't even have imagined existed were opening up. She's so excited every single day. Now, this is unique. This doesn't happen to her in her life. She tries hard to make things work, but nothing ever turns out to be, you know, to be fruitful. And now all these things are coming to her effortlessly. So that's my first friend. The second friend I asked Master Shah to help with was a friend who's dealing with pancreatic cancer. And I was really concerned that she would not make it, to be totally honest. So I asked Master Shah if he could focus on some energy healing, and he asked some of the master teachers to work with her. And since that time, she has totally changed her energy. She not only is positive and uplifted and working with the strategies that is recommended for her healing, but she had her cancer markers tested, and it went in 2 weeks from a number of 540 to 188. I mean, it dropped significantly, which I was told is unheard of to have such a huge drop in her cancer markers since doing this. So I just want you to know, and I want everyone listening to know, that what we're talking about is real and is available to everyone if they are open to receiving healing through the vehicle of Master Shah. And we'll talk more how they can do that and learn more and start receiving the benefits. But I just want you to know, Francisco, it's been so profound. And to have two of my best friends receive these blessings and have their lives changed just means the world to me.
Yes, you know, it's very heart-touching when your family, your friends receive these miracles, because then your eyes open to the truth. You're like, wow, this is actually working. Master Shah has a saying, you know, you have to, if you want to know if the pear is sweet, taste it. So we have to experience it for us to be able to, you know, believe it more deeply in our soul, heart, mind, and body, that miracles are possible. So I'm so happy for your friends. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is exciting. And, you know, you cannot figure this out with your head. If I explain this to people and we talk about what I witnessed, you know, when I went to the retreat, there were 400 people there, and every single person I talked to was there because they had some miracle healing in their life, either for themselves or their family members. You know, healing from bladder cancer, from breast cancer, healing from, you know, chronic pain, healing from diabetes, healing from headaches, healing from paralysis. And, you know, I mean, I just was amazed as I just asked people to share their stories with me and why they were there. So it was like consistent with every single person there.
Yeah,
they had a miracle.
Yeah, one time Master Shah asked, how many of you have received like a miracle healing? And almost everybody in the room had their hand up. absolutely amazing.
And you know, when we talk about healings, and when I was talking with people there, it's not just physical healings, although there's so many people struggling with their health, but it's also healing of relationships, the struggles that people have in relationships with their partners, with their family members, with their business partners and their work environment, and also healing with their finances, dealing with, you know, the struggles to generate income. You know, these are all issues that we carry within us. You know, Master Shah would say it's karma. And, you know, however we want to define it, it's bringing in the struggles that we find facing us on a day-to-day basis that get in the way of being able to live a life that is more harmonious and loving. And the mission of Master Shah and your mission, Francisco, which is an extension of his mission, is to help people resolve the pain and suffering in their lives and open them up to a connection with a higher power, we could say, that can resolve things. Because it's so hard to resolve things on the conscious level. You know, as a psychotherapist, I always used to say, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. We cannot heal the wounds in our life by trying to logically, intellectually, cognitively figure them out.
Yes, yes. You know, Master Shah has a saying, everything he does is to heal, to transform, and to uplift all life. You know, we have struggles in every part of our lives. That's our physical body, emotional body, mental body, spiritual body, intelligence. Wouldn't we love to have, you know, boost the intelligence of children? All life could also be our spiritual journey, you know, growing in our spiritual journey, or rejuvenation, prevention of sickness. And as you said, relationships, finances. So everything. And, you know, I've, you know, been doing this already for 16, 17 years, and people come to us with different issues, different life circumstances. And I've seen many, many people apply these techniques to not only heal, but some people it's just, you know, the depression that, you know, subsides, or they're greater, they have a happier relationship, or they find even their true love. Or some people, you know, they're just in general more loving, kind people, where you see many people transform, where they begin to embody qualities like love, kindness, compassion. So these techniques are about transformation, transformation of every part of our lives. So it's a great, it's great to practice these. You know, I think your friend, you mentioned your friend, that she's been very diligent with her practice. So a lot of the stuff that Master Shah does, he has a saying where he says, Tian Ren Guban, which, and that's Chinese, and it means heaven does 50% of the work. You have to do the other 50% of the work. So these techniques, we have to do our own contribution of looking within our heart, looking within our soul, and helping to release those blockages so that we can then transform our lives. So it's absolutely amazing. Dr. Cheryl, would it be okay if I show a little practice on how to do self-healing?
Yes. Well, exactly. You must be reading my mind, Francisco, because I wanted you to share. I'm sure people are curious at this point. I hope everyone listening is very curious and open to have miracles happen in their lives. So, yes, please, let's talk about some of the simple practices.
So I'll share with you a very simple practice that you can do anywhere, anytime, any place. And it's called Say Hello Healing. Okay, just like when you meet a family member or a loved one, someone that you love very much, you say hello with, you know, your full heart is there, you're excited. So we use this technique to say hello, but instead of saying hello to, you know, a friend or a loved one, we're saying hello to our body. We're saying hello to our soul, okay? So what you do is put one hand wherever you have pain. So if you have knee pain, put one hand on your knee. If you have back pain, put one hand on your back. If you have depression, put one hand over your heart. Okay, so wherever you have pain or discomfort, put one hand in that area of the body. If you say, I'm perfectly healthy, okay, put one hand in the middle of the chest in the heart chakra. The heart chakra is it's an energy center. It's a love center. Okay. The other hand, place it in your lower abdomen. The lower abdomen is a foundation of a lot of your energy center. Mm-hmm. So we keep one hand on our lower abdomen. The other hand, you place it wherever you have pain. So you close your eyes and take a deep breath. And now we say hello. So for example, I'm going to give the example for knee pain. You say, dear my knees, I love you. Like if you have heart issues with the heart, dear my heart, I love you. If you have back pain, dear my back, I love you. Okay, so we send love. So dear my knees, okay, you say whatever part of the body you have pain. I love you. I honor you. I appreciate you. You have the power to heal yourself. Do a good job. Thank you. And now we're going to chant. We're going to repeat a mantra. This mantra is greatest love. And I'm going to chant it in English. You can just listen if you've never heard this before, or you could chant along with me. I'll chant it for about a minute. And you visualize golden light in the part of the body that has sickness or pain. Okay, so you hold your hand there, take a deep breath, and let us chant. Greatest love, greatest love, greatest love, greatest love. Send love to the part of the body that is sick or in pain. Greatest love, 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 greatest love. And now silently chant. Now I'm going to chant a song from my heart. Just close your eyes to receive. This is a healing blessing from my heart to your heart. Think about the area that you have pain. Healing blessing start. Yo, 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 yo. Yo, ya, yo, ya, 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 hey, yo, ya, yo, ya, yo. Send love to that part of the body. In your heart, just say, I love you, my knees. Or if it's your back, I love you, my back. If it's your heart, I love you, my heart. If it's your eyes, I love you, my eyes. Send love. Let your heart open and radiate your love. Give love. Give love to that part of the body that is suffering. Open your heart further and give love. Nourish your body. Nourish your heart. Nourish your soul. And at the end, you say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you. So move your body. See how you feel. So this is a very simple self-healing technique. It's called Say Hello Healing. And you can find it in many of Master Shah's books, Soul Mind Body Medicine, Soul Healing Miracles. It's a very simple and practical, and you can find it in Master Shah's, one of Master Shah's newest books, Greatest Love. Very simple, great for new people on how to apply such a simple technique to nourish your body. Maybe Dr. Cheryl, you could share how you feel.
Oh, well, I always find myself so, feeling, a great feeling of well-being and just peace inside.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful, you know. It's in fact, since coming back from the 2 weeks in Toronto during those two retreats, I just felt very excited about life. I just have a greater sense of joy and gratitude in my daily life. Just happy, looking
beautiful.
Forward to the day, looking forward to what miracles, experiences, opportunities are going to unfold for me. It's a beautiful way to be living on a day-to-day basis, right? This is how we all should be living, you know, just in an uplifted place. And I feel that very much, Francisco, since coming back. And, you know, I have been playing Master Shah's Love, Peace, and Harmony song, and I have been listening to a webcast, a live webcast of a retreat that he's doing this week. And I just continue to fill myself with these healing frequencies. And, I feel so blessed. I really do. I feel very blessed and honored. And you know what's great, Francisco? I've been sharing this with my friends all over the country, and they're all excited about it. They're all starting to explore and to follow some of these strategies. Some of them are on the webcast. Some are listening to the love meditation. Some are planning to come to the retreat that he's offering in March. You know, so
I'm looking forward to spreading the seeds. Yeah, I'm looking forward to March.
So, I just really want people to appreciate that. That learning about Master Shah, it's just so rare in life to meet a true enlightened spiritual teacher. It's just rare. I mean, there are lots of wonderful teachers out there, but someone who has really dedicated his life to accessing a place where miracles, healing miracles can happen for everyone is just rare. I've been on a spiritual journey most of my life, Francisco, and I've met some amazing people, but I think Master Shah is like the top of the list of every teacher I've ever met.
For myself, I've met many other spiritual teachers, you know, following Master Shah, where I've had the honor to meet different ones from around the world. And many, many beautiful ones, like you said. But what makes Master Shah very, very unique for me is he's not just a beautiful, wonderful teacher, but he's uplifting his students to also, he empowers them. He gives them the tools, the transmissions of light. He uplifts their soul in ways that I have not seen other teachers do. Because all of his students now are like going around the world also creating healing miracles. So So it's not just Master Shah. Master Shah is empowering others to create healing miracles. And that's something very, very special. And like you said, it's very rare to meet someone like that. So it's an absolutely beautiful journey to follow him.
So let me just say, if people want to learn more about Master Shah, go to the website, Dr. Shah, D-R-S-H-A, drshah.com. You'll learn a lot there. If you want to participate in the love meditations that he does on a daily basis through the month of December, you can go to the website. Oh, no, it's a live Facebook. So go to Facebook. And it's Dr. and Master Shah, Dr. and Master Shah, as a Facebook link. You can like it over there. And every day, it's 11:45 p.m. Eastern time that he does those love, peace, and harmony love meditations. Is that right, Francisco? Do I have it right?
He just simply calls it love meditation. And what happens is many times you hear us singing the song, Love, Peace, and Harmony, but it'll be listed as Love Meditation.
And that's Dr. and Master Shah on Facebook, live.
Correct.
So, we have a few minutes left. Can we just talk a bit about the field of love that Master Shah talks about and helps people to access?
Yes. You know, so, like in this love meditation, what he is bringing is Master Shah is, you know, deeply connected with heaven. So he has a connection that's very unique. And he creates beautiful Tao calligraphies. These are special calligraphies that have a very high frequency and vibration that carry the message of pure love. And when we also chant, different mantras like love, peace, and harmony. So it's all about the message. So we bring this power, we're co-creating this powerful field of love. And when we're in field love, blockage melt. So, you know, one of the keys for healing is love. And, you know, love melts all blockages and heals all life. When you're able to love every organ, every cell of your physical body, when you're able to love and nurture your emotional body, mental body, blockages can dissipate. But when we're at home and we're alone, most of us have a hard time being that in that state of pure love. Maybe we have little glimpses of it occasionally, but it's hard to stay in that state, that condition. So when we, you know, together, when we join the love meditation, when we're in, you know, with Master Shah, with this, you know, the calligraphies that he creates, with all of the mantras that we chant, that quality of love is uplifted and miracles can happen. There have been so many miracles of people joining these love meditations and simply blockages being healed right away. There was one person here, I have a story, going back to blood pressure, I got this message that someone's blood pressure, it dropped after 15 minutes of joining the love meditation. Their blood pressure went from 190 over 90 to 158 over 86. There was one person that that was sharing on the love meditation on Facebook that said they were having some relationship difficulties between mother and her son. And during the love meditation, the son came to ask for forgiveness from mom. There was another gentleman with some prostate issues, and right away, significant improvement in the pain. So just being in this field can create profound miracles. Today here, we're still here at a retreat with Master Shah, and a lady came up to the stage today, and she said 3 weeks ago she got Bell's palsy, so that's facial paralysis. She joined the love meditation. And right away, things started to improve for her, that one of her friends invited her to come see Master Shah at this retreat. And over the past few days of being in this love field, of being with Master Shah, her Bell's palsy now is almost completely normal. So this is what's possible in this love field. So it uplifts our vibration, that helps us to stay in this field of love. And in that condition of love, your body begins to heal. So it's absolutely amazing what is possible with this love field.
And, you know, that's not really a hard concept for most people to grasp, because we know that stress, anger, depression suppress our immune system. And if we can uplift our consciousness, if we can find ways that allow us to reconnect to the healing power within us, and you cannot heal if you're depressed, angry, shut down, in a state of despair, that's not a healing place to be. And the power of healing comes when we can uplift our consciousness and go back into a place of love.
Yes, I think you mentioned, it's you go into that state that you have the power to heal yourself. That's original Master Shah's mission statement. It's where he travels around the world teaching, you have the power to heal yourself. So he's creating the tools, the upliftments, and these transmissions of light that will help that inner potential within us to come out. And that's where you can receive profound healing. Like your friend at the beginning, that field of love light uplifted her soul, and then all of a sudden, different things start happening in her life. For some people, it happens very quickly. For some people, it takes a little bit longer. But long term, I have seen almost every single person I have met where life transformation happened to them.
Well, isn't that exciting to know that we have access to a strategy, a technology, a person, Master Shah, that can really help us get out of the limitations we have, locked ourselves in to. So if people want to learn more, Francisco, if people want to find out the different, how to apply, how to learn some of these strategies, it's not just learning techniques, which is a key part of it, but it's learning techniques that have been channeled through a master that carries a certain energy and frequency of healing in its own right. I would imagine. I mean, is that a true?
Yes. Absolutely. What I would recommend is a good place to start is the love meditation. So going to Dr. and Master Jigong Shao's Facebook page. The love meditation would be a very perfect place to start. The other ones are every Saturday also. If you go to drshao.com under Master Shao's events, you will also see some Dao Cheng, he calls them Dao Cheng presentations. Those are free, and you could learn more also through those. The Dao Cheng means Dao field, this Tao love field, and you can learn more. It's a great way to begin to see these miracles happen and to see what Master Shah is doing. Those would be two great places to start as a new person.
So I encourage everyone to check this out, and especially if you have a health concern, if you are feeling depressed, anxious, if you are dealing with financial challenges, relationship challenges. If you are a place in your life that things need to change, you want things to change because where they are is causing you a tremendous amount of stress, distress, or even physical imbalance, then why not? Check it out. I mean, there are hundreds of stories and testimonials of how people have been doing these simple practices that Master Shah has brought forth that have healed every condition under the sun. So I think that's no accident that you're listening to this conversation today. And I certainly invite you to listen into the new program that will be airing every Thursday at 6 p.m. called The Love Code. And we're going to be talking about this technology. We're going to be talking about the field understanding in the quantum world. We talk about the field of infinite possibilities. And in the spiritual world, it's also understood that we have access to infinite possibilities. So the Love Code is going to bring in the quantum scientists, the spiritual leaders, the personal stories that will uplift, and also teaching strategies and techniques. So everyone listening in to the Love Code will be able to apply in a simple form technologies, spiritual tools that can change their lives. So it's kind of an exciting program because we're not just sharing information, we're going to be actively doing things to help ourselves transform. So anyway, exciting things that are happening. Francisco, you have been such a delight, such an inspiration. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Cheryl.
It's just been wonderful having you on the show.
You too. Thank you very much. Love you all.
So love you all too. Go to Dr. Shah, drsha.com, to learn more about some of the healing practices. Go to the live Facebook, Love Meditations, every day at 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time, if you can't make it, it's on the Facebook page anyway, and that's at Dr. and Master Shah. And to all of you, thank you for listening. Thank you for being open to having miracles in your lives. And also go and visit my new program, The Love Code, which is on Thursday, 6 p.m. And again, if you opt into my website, Dr. Cheryl Selman, or to my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, that show will be sent out, so you will be sure to catch it, and you never want to miss an episode. Great things are in store. So thank you for joining me today. As always, it's been wonderful being with you, and remember to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Thank you. See you next week. Bye for now.